But you know, bushel of corn is a bushel of corn, no matter where it is. You didn't have a special word for this is how much we're going to take to the... You're still just saying we'll take a bushel. The parts of a barrel, what do you call the wooden parts in a barrel?
Staves.
And what about the, could be wood or metal that goes around the outside?
Hooks.
And hooks on the outside. And if a light burns out, electric light burns out, then you have to replace what?
Replace bulb.
And what else was in there? If you dry your clothes on the line outside, then what do you use to carry them out?
Clothes basket.
In a basket. And what do you call the kind of musical instrument that you hold in your mouth and blow on it and move it back and forth like that?
Well, some of us call them mouth organs and some call them harps.
Mm-hmm. What about the kind that you'd hold up like that and a little handle that you'd twang on?
Jew's harp.
Jew's harp. If you've got a wagon, you have two horses, and there's a piece of wood that runs down between the horses?
Tongue.
And what if you got a buggy with one horse and you got two pieces?
Shaves.
And then the thing that you fasten the traces to behind him?
The swingle tree.
And what about if you have, it's a wagon with two horses, and you got a swingle tree on each one, and then a piece that goes
double
between
tree.
The double tree between the two. And if, what do you say to a horse to make him start out?
Usually cluck, just.
And what about if you're already going and you want to make him go faster, what do you do?
We just thumped him with the reins just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Would you say anything when you do that?
No, usually wouldn't say anything. It's just according to how you got your horse trained, you know. Some people would say something, get up, and kind of thump him with the reins.
What else could you use to either hit him or to...
Oh, all the bogies had a buggy whip, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That was style then, you know. You, not that you used it that much, but that was style. Your buggy usually come with that buggy whip on it, you know.
So like
it didn't look right without it.
Well, you could stand up in the wagon and wrap him with the end of the reins. I've seen people do that if you didn't have anything else to hit him with.
Well, I've done that hauling corn out of the field or something like that, you know, sweet potatoes. I've wrapped them with the end of the lines. Maybe it looked like a rain coming up or something, you know, and you want to rush them along. Thump him with the reins.
What about to make a horse stop? What would you say?
Whoa. We learned ours to whoa.
Yeah.
And stop right there.
And to make them turn, I don't know how you do it in a wagon, but if you're plowing, what would you say? Generally to mute.
Well, the most people said G or haul, see. You have them changed, trained to that. I done the most of the plowing at home, and had a young fella hired to work on the farm with me.
Mm-hmm.
And we trained them horses and the mules that if he was getting too far, if he was siding cotton or corn or anything else, you know, I could, if he got veered off from it the least bit, I could just tell him, get up on it there. And he'd side right up to it. And if he got too close,